broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck,
man,
Nick?
Man, sorry, man. I just got here from Mexico right now.
Fucking pissing me off already. I really didn't want to be here.
I know. I was like, fuck. I was telling the taxi driver to hurry the fuck up, man.
You came in a taxi?
Yeah.
All the way from Mexico?
From the airport, right? No, not from Mexico. From the airport, man.
Holy shit. Yeah. Wait, you came straight from the airport?
Yeah, hell
That's
yeah.
That's fucking nuts. So you left your family.
Oh, shit. My maletas were in the taxi.
You better Damn. Call him
you better
back.
Call his back.
I know. He'll be back.
That's commitment, bro. I would have been like, you know what, fellas?
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
I'm like, I'm sick today. I can't make it.
And for the record, man, if my voice cracks, it's from it's from yelling and shit. I'm not sick.
Yeah.
It's from all the fucking ay-ay-ays and shit.
Ay-ay-ays? What the fuck is ay-ay-ays?
Like, you know, like when Mexicans fucking scream and there's music
going. You know,
like
the grito, remember?
The grito, there you go.
Oh, okay. Can you
say Barlos's grito? I forgot how it went.
How does it go?
I forgot.
That is not a grito.
That shit was classic.
You are not invited to the carne asada, bro.
Invite me, man. Don't ask me to do a grito. embarrass myself.
Yeah, man. But Mexico was a good time, man. It was my cousin's wedding, and we got there Thursday morning, but fuck, we had to be at the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, bro.
4 o'clock, 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Wow. Shit.
And so the fucking.
So tell me. Why did you do that? How much money did you supposedly save?
Bro, that flight was actually really expensive.
What?
It's because we wanted to take advantage of the day. It didn't have to do with money.
Okay.
No, I could have taken a later flight for cheaper.
No shit.
Yeah.
I guess that's the difference with Mexico, huh? People want to be there early because you want to enjoy that.
You get the FOMO, right? Like, not my whole family over there, none of them are homos.
Wait, whoa.
None of them. I have no homos in my family.
Wait, you got to refresh
the
memory.
I know, what the fuck do you mean?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
That's like, I forgot what, it's the opposite of FOMO. Happy of missing out, yeah. Yeah, them motherfuckers don't like to stay home.
Okay. They don't. I thought you were just, you know, disclaimer, none of my family members are fags.
I know, right? Like, why? Where did that come from?
And I will give you the perfect example, right? So I got a little intoxicated, which isn't new. Right? So it was the day of the wedding, and I think I must have, and the good thing is that we stayed at they were kind of like what do you call them? Como cabañas, like kind of like cabins.
Or
whatever. It was cool. It was like a little ranch setting, but it was like that, like cabañas.
Like villas.
Yeah, like villas. Yeah. And so, you know, we went back, and I think I walked there with my wife and my kids. I think we probably about 10:30, right? And then I fell asleep, and then I wake up, and I'm like, oh shit, the party, right? And my wife's like, dude, the party is over. Like, it's like 1 o'clock.
What?
And I'm like,
you missed the fucking party.
Wait. So then I'm like, I don't believe you. I'm going to go check. Dude, why do I go out there and there's still about 25 of my cousins still out there? And they're chilling, right? They're chilling and they're like, hey, Mick. And so I go out there and they greet me with a fucking tequila shot. Well, the thing where they do with the bottle.
Yeah.
And so they rev me up, right? They fucking rev me up, and I'm just like, yeah. And then they put some of that Mexican music that you dance with your feet.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah, whatever. And then I riled them up, and then we're like, we cranked the party going again. And it was like, and I didn't get back in until about 3:30, bro.
Wow.
So we did about an extra 2.5 hours after I came out.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was a fucking mess, bro. And it was fun because it was – Like, I'm telling you, nobody wanted to go to sleep because they're not homos.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right? Yes. That sounds fucking hilarious.
But it's worse if you say it in Spanish, right? El primero que se vaya a dormir es Joto.
Yeah. No, wait, that's different.
Is that different?
Yeah. I think that's a lot different.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck it. But yeah, but it's just like shit like that, man. But no, it was a lot of fucking, it was exhausting, bro, because we had started drinking Thursday and drank for 4 or 5 days straight.
Wow. How's your body, bro?
You know what? I took a day where I was getting electrolyte.
Oh, no way. Yeah,
that's the best.
Oh, I forgot about my electrolyte.
Fucking wake up and reborn, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was hurting, bro. I was hurting. I couldn't take it.
Did you feel anything like that movie? The one, what's that one that you, The Substance?
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Like where you crawl out of your body and shit. And
you haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it.
I'm like, sure.
Well, it must have worked because he's over here drinking a fucking 40 ounce right now.
Yeah. Well, he brought it from the airport,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, my taxi driver gave it to me.
Fucking 40 ounce Corona.
But you know what? The other crazy part, like my daughter asked me too. She's like, Dad, is it possible for us to live in Mexico? Ooh. Like she liked it, mm-hmm. But let me tell you why she liked it. She liked it because there are no fucking rules in Mexico.
Whoa, there's rules.
Well, there's rules. There's rules, but not really. But
not for her.
They're relaxed.
So they're like relaxed rules. So she, in Mexico, she's able to ride in the front seat
of the car, right?
Of the car
with no seatbelt on.
No seatbelt
and no booster seat.
Right, and no booster seat.
Wait, why the fuck would you allow that shit?
Because we're in Mexico.
I wouldn't allow that shit. Either.
What do you mean?
The hell?
I wasn't comfortable with it.
Listen, in Mexico, it's safer. That's all I have to say.
But you know, but this is the real reason why I allowed it, okay. Because since it was a ranch town, like the fastest you were driving was about 10 to 12 miles per hour.
Oh, because there's no actual paved roads.
Right. So it's just kind of like doom, doom, doom. Yeah. So she's
like off-roading, basically.
Right.
So she liked that. She liked the fact that, you know, that she was like that amongst like cousins. And we kind of, we relaxed a little bit with the shit that we're usually strict on, like for her to eat and
going to bed on certain times,
and we even let her have a little soda. You know what I mean? Like, ooh. Usually we don't give her soda.
Was it in a bag?
Yes.
Oh, she loved that.
Yeah, the bag.
She thought that was the best thing in the world,
because,
right?
Yeah, because we wanted her to experience the culture, right?
Yes, of course.
The culture, yeah. Because imagine all the other kids are fucking doing that shit, and then she's like, nah, I'm gonna drink my fucking apple juice out of my cup.
Yeah. Oh, you're la princesa.
Yeah. So we had you know, just kind of let her, but she loved it, man, and I'm glad that she really enjoyed herself.
That's
was
great.
This her first trip to Mexico?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she had never been, and then we took the extra baby, man. If I could have left her as at home, I would have.
We should
have.
She's extra.
Yeah, I know, right? I should have packed her in as a fucking carry on. Yeah, no, she was just, it was difficult to keep up with her. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but, no, but it was good, man. Overall, I'd give it my trip about an 8, man.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That was pretty solid. It was pretty solid. Yeah. Pretty solid. Shit.
And then you have another one in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to Puebla in about 2 weeks.
No way.
Shit. Yeah, so.
You better get electrolyte.
I know.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Yeah, so you know what? It's going to be another first for me, too. I've never flown out of TJ. So we're gonna fly out of TJ and the only reason was because I've heard it before in the past and I've told people, is it really worth it? You know, you got to drive 2 hours and then when you land you got to drive 2 hours back. Mm-hmm. And well, for us now, a family of four, it's gonna save us about $1,300.
Oh, wow, shit. That's a pretty penny, bro.
On the flight.
Oh, because you buy your extra kid a chair, too?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, her ass ain't sitting on nobody's lap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she would have had a shit fit.
Oh, okay.
No, she needed a really? Fucking seat.
Damn. Yeah.
No, she's crazy. And then the other thing that we did and that we never thought we would do, we actually bought those stupid little backpacks with the leash.
Ah,
man, I remember talking so much shit about parents that did that. We're like, fuck, how embarrassing. Like, what the fuck? Why can't they control their kids?
he's like, I take it all back. I understand. I understand you now.
Yeah, it's like fucking safety, you know, but God. No, and so we caved, you know what I mean? But but overall, man, my trip was good.
Yeah, that's good, man. I, you know, I'm glad I'm not a parent Because just listening to you guys saying that you have to like put a leash on your kid, I think I would probably buy a straight jacket. And you know that mask that
the muscle,
the Silence of the Lambs guy wore. You know what I mean? Like the straight jacket. I think I would buy that for my kid if my kid was a badass kid.
Imagine he had fucking silver teeth and shit.
I remember there was a time my mom thought I was so bad that she tied me up to the table. From where, I don't know, I think it was my foot. Maybe it was my foot. But she tied me up to the table.
Oh, shit.
So I was just tethered to the table for like an hour. Just to kind of like as a punishment.
What? Are you serious?
You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but wait, this is real.
This is real. I don't think I've seen that one.
I know. I'm like, I don't...
Oh, this is your life.
Wait,
this is my life.
Did she tie you to the bed and break your ankles?
No, you didn't do that. No, it's just, I think I would do that though. I think I'd get my kid a straight jacket or something. Like that way they won't go out and touch anything, man, like at the store and like break stuff. Because you
didn't really experience that too much with your daughter, right? Like she's always been kind of tame.
My daughter's like, I've lucked out with my daughter, honestly. I've never had any issues with her.
Wow.
That's fucking awesome. That's great, man.
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
I'm like, can you do something?
I need to punish you.
I know, come on. Can I put you on a leash?
I need stories. she's like, Dad, I'm 13.
I know, I'm 13 now. I'm like, whoa, shit, you were supposed to rebel at this time. You haven't done nothing. You still listen to me.
Oh, man.
She's like, well, I don't know how to do anything else but that. Like,
yeah, man. That's cool, man.
But welcome back.
Yeah, thank you, man. And you know what? And I had all these thoughts in my head of like that customs was going to be a fucking hot mess. Mm-hmm. And I think we spent about 5 minutes in customs.
Okay.
That was quick.
Oh, that's right.
Did you happen to use the app?
No, I did not.
There's an app.
Really?
There's an app for it. You know, like what? I don't know what it's called, the passport app. I really don't know the name of it. My CP, I don't know what it is. The point is, you could do all of the declarations on the app. You take a picture, and then there's a special line just for the people that use the app. And it's usually empty, like maybe a person in front of you.
Yeah.
And they already know who you are, and you have a QR code, and then...
And that's it.
Or you just fucking do global entry.
Yeah.
It's $120 per...
Year.
Per year,
No, every 5 years, I think.
Oh, every 5 years. That's not bad.
Oh, sure.
And it's just $120 per adult. The kids are free.
Oh, nice.
And if you have an American Express card... They cover that shit.
Wait, I have an American Express card.
You've never done it?
I've never done it.
Oh, bro.
Here we go.
Yeah. That's a good tip, man. Yeah. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
Man, you know what else tripped me out? I think they use a lot of facial recognition shit in the airport now.
Oh, yeah. That's new.
Because I was in Mexico trying to get on my flight to come back to LAX. And the lady's like, and I was gonna check in the stroller, and she's like, "What's your seat number?" And I'm like, "Look, I'm trying to open my phone and look for my," and then she says my name out of nowhere.
What?
And I'm like, "What?"
And
the
this is Mexico.
This is in Mexico. Wow. And I'm like, "What the fuck just happened?" Like, I didn't give you any fucking information, and you're just like,
"Oh no, you're on my screen."
Yeah.
Wow.
This is you, right?
That's amazing.
That was fucking nuts. And she's like, "Oh no, I have your stuff."
Wow.
Yeah, fucking facial recognition. That shit's like some real shit.
Did she hold up your extra baby and say, "This is yours"?
I was like, "I go, it is not.
You cannot leave her here."
Damn it!
You're like, I'm checking her in. Damn it.
We found her in your carry-on.
Like shit. Oh, you know what else happened? We bought food at the airport, right, and LAX. Uh-huh. So once we got to Puerto, because we flew into Puerto Vallarta. Once we got to Puerto Vallarta, whatever, like, we still had, like, leftovers and shit. Uh-huh. And one of my cousin's wives had a sandwich, and my wife and my daughter both bought burritos, so they ate only half. So we had two more halves, right, which is a whole burrito. And the
why not just eat one and you have a whole,
because they're fucking weirdos. I don't know. Marlos, I have learned to stop asking questions. Oh, okay. Yo no me meto. Like, I'm just like, I'm good.
Wait a minute.
And so we get there, right, and this fucking dude, like, it was sketchy. I was like, does he fucking work here or not? He was like walking around with a dog, and he's like sniffing shit, you know, and all of a sudden he goes to where my cousin's wife bag is, and the dog's like, doo, 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 right? And the guy asks her, like, do you have food? And I start joking around, ah, he wants to feed this dog your sandwich. And not knowing that it's like, it's real shit. And I'm like joking around.
Okay.
And the guy's like, you have to give it to me. Like, you can't bring that shit here, basically.
Yeah.
And so, and we're just like, oh, you know, you're over here trying to sneak shit, like whatever. And we're like laughing, right? And the fucking guy takes a shit, and I'm like, oiga, Salvador, a su perro, que tiene hambre. and I'm like joking around. The guy just looks at me like real dirty, and I'm like, whatever. And so, but then we start walking, and another guy comes out, and he takes her information.
Oh, what?
He's like, and she had to show her passport, and they wrote down her information. I go, for a fucking sandwich? At this point, I'm shutting the fuck up because I'm like, I'm like, I just got here, right?
I got two burritos. Yeah. Contraband.
Yeah, and we weren't saying shit, right? And so we go a little further down, and this motherfucker's calling with his dog again.
Oh, no.
And then he was, and we had it on where the stroller was, and the dog was kind of, and then my wife is like, she's like, well, we have.
At that point, you fart, bro.
I know, right? I should have thrown him off the
side. Exactly. Fucking smokescreen.
And so the guy's like, oh, okay. And so my wife gives him the fucking box. And I'm like, dude, that's a full burrito. And the guy tells me in Spanish, he's like, well, you're either going to have to throw it away or eat it. I'm like, give it back. I don't throw food away.
I don't throw food away. Especially
if I paid probably like $20 for this shit.
Because I bought that shit in LAX.
Fuck.
And I'm like, nah. So then me and my cousin started hitting that shit. We're like, we tore that shit up, man. And we're like, we gave him back the box.
Man.
But I'm just like, dude, I'm not going to throw away a whole burrito. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's the weirdest shit. Every time you go to Mexico, there's always a dog looking for food. I don't understand why, though.
Yeah.
Like, why food?
Why can't you bring in food?
A burrito.
Yeah, McDonald's. I don't know. Right. Like, just regular random stuff.
Like, yeah, like it'd be different if it was like fruit and stuff like that. Like citrus.
Or like cocaine.
Shit. Yeah.
Right?
No, I saw them let some cocaine go. Like, oh. He's like, oh, no.
Oh,
cocaine. No problem.
You're fine. You're bringing it in? Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Un burrito? No. Eso no se puede.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
You know, my other point for bringing up why you got there early, why you got the cheap fucking flight. Usually people buy the cheap flight because it's fucking cheap. I mean, usually people get there early because it's cheaper, right?
A little bit,
so you're saving $25-$50 here and there. But then, what do you do when you get to the fucking airport? You forgot to eat. So now you want breakfast.
Right.
So now you're at Starbucks. You're going to spend probably like $10 on a coffee.
Very true.
$10 on a sandwich. So that's $20 already gone. Mm-hmm. And then what else are you going to do? You probably want to go drink. So now you're going
to... Yeah. All of a sudden, you're in the negative.
Yeah.
You're stressed out that you had to wake up so early.
Right.
And now you sit, you're looking at a bar. It looks beautiful. And you're like, oh, man, I just need a drink.
Yeah. So you're like, okay. So I just saved money on a ticket, but now I'm spending it all on alcohol and food. The airport.
Yeah, it just gives you more time to spend money. That's what it is.
That's true.
That's the truth of the matter, man.
That's true.
That's one of the biggest things. Like, okay, we did this just to save a little bit of money, but we're gonna give it all back to the airport. Just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you about the airport in Mexico.
Yeah.
There were reports that Mexico was holding up the immigration, like the entry for immigrants or for non-Mexican residents or citizens or whatever. Was that your case?
We didn't experience that.
Okay. So you flew right by.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it wasn't bad.
I think that they're only doing that for Caucasian Americans.
Oh, is there a second line for a Caucasian American?
Yeah. If you're white and you're proud, go to the left. If you're Latino and you're black or you're a minority, come to the right.
Wow. So European Americans get a different line for this. Mm-hmm. This is awesome, man. All right. This is good information. And maybe they do it in like Cancun, Cabo, like all the major tourist areas, right?
Yeah, man, they're probably going to start the WLM in Mexico, right? Is that white lives matter and shit?
You know, we deserve to go party just as much as he does, just as much as Jose does.
Is that you racist motherfuckers?
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Hernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man.
What? We ain't got no listeners?
No, we do. We have a lot of listeners, bro.
I don't
bro.
Believe it, bro.
So a lady fella sent this in, and she said that she is upset that her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend reached out to him, right? But the reason why she reached out to him was to give condolences for the passing of his mom.
Okay. Mm.
All right.
And I guess the boyfriend and this ex, they dated for a while, a couple years. So the girl, the ex, she was familiar with the mom. But the lady fella, she's not happy. She's like, well, what the fuck? Like, why is she reaching out? Like, their relationship should be over with.
And it is over.
Right.
But somebody still passed away, so you still have to kind of, you know, give your respects.
So I don't know. Like, so are we calling our lady fella listener
she's a toxica.
She's a toxica, right?
Sure.
Big time.
What if she showed up to the service? Is that a problem?
I think that's too far.
It's too far.
That's too far. Don't do that.
But there's tons of people there. It's not like if you're gonna be alone with the guy.
Nah, don't do that.
No.
That's too much.
That's too much.
So that's where I draw the line.
Well,
like, yeah, that's where I draw the line.
So what would be appropriate? A phone call or a text?
Okay, so if I'm talking about, okay, for me, like, you know, one of my exes, mm-hmm. you know, I was close to her mom. And if I find out that she passed away, I would totally give her a call and say, hey, you know, my condolences for your mom's passing. But there's no way in hell I'm going to show up to the funeral or to the fucking the church, because that's a little too far. Because I know that, you know, if I'm dating mm-hmm. someone, that is going to be an issue. And vice versa. If, you know, the same thing with my significant other, the same thing. You know, yeah, they can call you and give you condolences, but don't be showing up at the damn church.
Well, when you're calling somebody mm-hmm. to offer condolences, you always say the line, and a lot of people mean it, is if there's anything I can do, please let me know.
Yes.
But that can be misconstrued as an invitation for something else, right?
Well, you as the individual receiving that should already understand that. And make sure that you are not taking that individual up on that offer.
I know, but what if they do?
I agree. Yeah.
What if they do? What if they say, hey, I need a shoulder to cry on? That's step number one.
Okay, well, okay, all right.
You know, like maybe just, they just want to talk about the mom. That's, you know, that's as innocent as can be, right?
Yeah, well, my penis is in your mouth, right? All right.
See, that's the dangerous
part.
That's gonna
be one hell of a conversation, bro.
I mean, if I'm single, sure. You know, let's go hang out. You know, let's talk about the passing of my mother. But you know, if I'm not single, then that's a red flag for sure.
You know, I think funerals are probably the number two event that allows for hookups to happen.
Yes.
And it's usually a lot of people, like, you know, they dress up and they go, and then, you know, they're mourning a loss, but it gives them a reason to kind of to comfort each other and to talk about the old times and to kind of have, you know, get closer as either friends or just acquaintances, mm-hmm. you know. And most of the time, you know, people grieve in different ways. You know, and
right.
I'm just
right.
saying, listen, a long time ago, and this was, I'm not proud of it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I used to go to weddings because those were the best places to meet women. You know, like at weddings, it is the best. It's kind of like when you went with your family's wedding, right?
What does being a party crasher have anything to do with the funeral?
Well, thing? No. Listen. Okay. And I used to go to weddings like people I didn't even know, bro. It was fucking awesome, right? I fucking meet women all the time and just hook up, and it was a great time. But I got a little older, you know, a little too old for crashing weddings. So I started crashing funerals.
No shit.
Yes.
What?
And it was even better. I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, somebody's mom passed away, the daughter, obviously, she's going to be 25, 26, 27. I mean, even, hell, even 30.
30, 35.
That's not too bad, right?
Okay, okay, okay.
So, yeah, man. But, you know, the only bad part is that I continue to live with my mom. And that's where, you know, like, it was a little iffy. But the women didn't seem to mind because, you know, my mom was asleep by the time I got home mm-hmm. with the girl. So it was pretty cool.
Would crashing a funeral still be considered a party crasher?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Because some people do like
funeral party.
Some people okay. do like to have funeral parties.
Yeah.
Ah.
Celebrate life.
There you go.
Latinos don't like to do that shit, but but normally it turns into that.
Yeah.
So what is he talking about? Fucking.
I think it's a fucking movie. Is it called Wedding Crashers?
Oh yeah. Huh? Oh yeah. Owen Wilson and fucking
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
No. That's my life, man.
That's when you met the redhead, right?
I know those guys. Yeah. No. I didn't meet the redhead. That was my friends.
Oh, that was Vince. That was Vince.
Hold on. I gotta tell mom. Ma. Ma. Can I get some spaghetti?
Now
she'll get me some. She'll get us for my friends.
All
right, that's a fucking movie.
Huh?
That's a
movie, bro. It's not your life.
That's a fucking movie.
No,
it's not your life.
You guys want spaghetti, right?
Hell yeah. like it's not a movie,
man. But you know, going back to the question, yeah, I mean, I think that she's tripping a little bit. I think she should be okay with the ex calling him to give condolences, especially if they had a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. and especially if she and her, if the ex and the mom were, you know, they were close. You know, why not?
So, okay. So she makes the phone call. What should the phone call sound like? Like, what would be appropriate for the phone call to sound like? How long should the phone call be?
It should be no more than 5 or 10 minutes at the most.
Good Lord. That's a long time.
That's a long call.
That's a long call.
Because at that point, you're getting into like, oh, how have you been? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
All right. Well, then maybe wait 3 to 5 minutes then.
Maybe three?
That's fair.
3 minutes.
Three to five minutes is too long. I mean, no, that's.
Because what are going to be like the questions that you're going to talk about?
Well, she's going to ask her what happened. You know, how long has she been sick? Or, you know, what time should we meet up later?
No, wait.
She just kind of fits that in there.
And she will. If
she's single and she thinks you're single.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's interested. I think, an opening, I think.
Right. Right. I mean, that could be the case. But if the guy is, you know, loves his current girlfriend and there's no issues between them, then he'll make sure to do the right thing, mm-hmm. which is not have a long, you know, a prolonged conversation with the ex. Mm-hmm. Just have it, you know, nice and simple and to the point, and that's it.
What if the current girlfriend's like, put it on speaker?
That's fine.
You're like, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. She,
and the ex is like, remember when I used to suck your dick?
And that's where we hang up.
Hello?
What if she starts asking about her performance in bed because she's concerned?
She's concerned.
Concerned about what?
I mean, you know, like,
his mom just died. So what is she concerned?
He's like, my mom just died, but I'm concerned about my performance in bed.
Is that one of the reasons why you broke up with me? Why'd you break up with me?
No, I'm talking about the girl. The girl's the one that's concerned because she's the one that's calling, right?
Yeah.
So maybe she gets into like a few, you know, gray areas, a little, you know, things that they shouldn't talk about. Uh-huh. Is it an appropriate thing to say, like, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable talking about this with you?
Well, you don't say like that. You say, you know what, I gotta go. Thank you for calling me. You know,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's implied that you don't want to talk about
right.
the subject.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but I think a nice phone call would be, you know what, my condolences. I just wanted to call you to give you my condolences.
Right.
Your mom was a great lady. Like, I really appreciate the fact that I got to know her and whatever. Yeah. And I hope you and your family are doing fine. And boom.
That's 15 seconds. I love it. Short and sweet and to the point.
I like to talk.
I know. he's like, wait, don't leave.
you know, any girl that's with me can will know that they will never have one of my exes call me to give me condolences with my mom because my mom, nobody likes my mom.
No, come on. Well, no, we like your mom.
They'll congratulate you.
No, you fucking don't. I know.
Hey, hey, congratulations, man. I heard your mom pass.
You're finally free, huh?
So happy for you.
Wow.
Hey, thank you so much. I gotta go pretend to cry. That's fucked up, man.
It is, man.
Still my mom.
This is Frankie Chinook from the No Father No Problem podcast,
and you're listening to Ask the Fellas,
where everybody could be a fella, even Chinook.
What the fuck?
I promised the listener that I'd ask it. Yeah, but yeah, I don't think it's a good question.
We'll make it good. We'll try.
Let's see.
All right. So the listener writes, I just graduated college. My recent relationship ended when she was admitted to grad school at Penn State on the other side of the nation. We didn't want to date long distance, so we ended it. Some of my friends tell me that I should have a roster of women to date now that I'm free. I've never felt the need to date multiple women at the same time. What do you think of having different women for different interests in my life for different days?
Different interests. Explain that. Did he give examples or no?
He didn't give examples, but I mean, like, let's just say he likes the movies.
Okay.
And he wants to find a woman that he can talk to about movies and shit like that.
Or women that like to go to Dodger games.
Right.
As opposed to those that
that just don't, that hate less. Sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, wouldn't you want to have a good time with somebody that actually enjoys the game and not just goes to the game just
right,
because?
Just because.
Just because, you know, they're trying to please you. And then they have their face buried in the phone the whole game.
Right. So, but then maybe I'm thinking too far ahead, right? Because right now you're just kind of living in the moment and it's almost like inviting a friend, right? Like a friend to go with you. That's going to enjoy what you're doing in the moment.
Yeah, no. When we're talking about a roster of women, we're talking about women that you're dating specifically for sex. But
Yeah. These aren't friends that you're going to spend money on. These are women you're going to spend money on, but that they should be putting out at the end of the day.
Okay, gotcha, right.
You know, and I guess in this culture, in this new age culture, there's like the roster is a real fucking thing. Like, yeah. I didn't know if that was – that wasn't around right. when we were – dating, were we?
Yeah, I didn't have a roster. My mind was, I was lucky to have even one.
You know, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you giving me a chance here, girl.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, we didn't have this, right?
Roster. Yeah. Don't talk about roster.
Man, but then, like, at the end of the day, now it's like, in order to make a perfect woman, well, not a perfect one, but, you know.
Well, no, you're on the right track.
Yeah, you're going to need five different women, you know what I mean? Instead of being on the hunt for somebody who has all these interests.
Right. Because I'm very sure you guys had been torn between two women when we were younger, right?
All the time, bro.
Yeah. Right? And one was fun as fuck.
Yep.
And, you know, you can talk to, you can actually, you know, be vulnerable with her and just have a good time. Just doing almost nothing. And then the other one was the one that was crazy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to let her go.
Damn. Right. It's like you're speaking my life right now.
I know, right?
Right? Yeah. It's just one of those things that different women have, you know, offered different experiences.
Right.
And when you're young, you want to be able to experience as much as you can before you get too old.
Right. Yeah, I think if the dude is still young, like I'm assuming he's probably mid-20s.
No. His girl just got accepted to Penn State.
Oh, I thought you said the state pen.
No.
So they didn't want to be pen pals. That one caught Jericho.
I know. I like, got him. All right, so Penn State.
Pay attention.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Yeah, so this show, Jello, Jello. What the fuck? I'm still fucking stuck in Mexico mode and shit, man.
Jello jackets.
Jello jackets.
No, those Jello jackets.
So Yellow Jackets, right? And it's like this group of girls fucking soccer team, man. And they're like, their plane fucking crashed. They're stranded. And they're running out of food, right? They're running out of food. And so in a situation like that, you know, we've watched other movies where it's like, fuck, you're out of food. Like, what's the next step, right?
Alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ravenous. Have you guys seen Ravenous?
I haven't.
It's a classic.
Wait, Ravenous. What? That's a new one?
Yeah, it's a classic.
Classic. Like, how old is this movie?
Early 2000s, I think.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. So, like, let's say we get to the point where we're like, bro, like we're starving. We're starving. Somebody's going to have to sacrifice themselves in order for the rest of us to eat.
Sacrifice.
Like, basically, give the green light for us to kill you so we can eat you. And, like, what would that process look like? Like, would you guys come up with a game, rock, paper, scissors? Like, how are you going to determine the person that's going to lose?
Well, okay, so it has to be, you have to look at everyone that's alive so far, right?
Correct.
So who's alive? Who's the strongest?
Who's not carrying their weight?
Who's not carrying their weight? Who's, like, the weakest link? And you go from there.
I'd look at the fat person, bro. I'm not going to lie. You're like, who can provide the most meat?
No.
Yeah, but you save them. No. See, in my mind, you
fatten them up.
Yeah, fool. Like a fucking pig. Like a fucking pig. You're like, he's already fat, so let's keep him around until the last second.
Right. We gotta get a blue ribbon for this motherfucker.
Yeah, no. Like, he's off limits.
Okay.
He's off limits until the end.
All right.
So, from what I remember, there's one guy that lost a leg in the show.
Yeah.
So, for sure, that's the first one that you got to get rid of.
The guy or the leg?
Because he already has...
The leg's already gone.
He's missing a limb already.
But you can eat the leg.
No, the leg's already been rotting.
It's done. You can't eat that.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's already been rotting. Yeah. It's already been like 3 weeks, bro. It's gone.
We should cut it off before. See, you guys don't think ahead.
See, that those little girls were stupid. They don't know what they're doing.
They were still, having the belief that they were going to get saved.
Yeah, yeah. So they weren't there yet.
Yeah. So the guy with the missing leg, he's the first one to go. Damn. And he's like a tall dude, kind of. He has muscle and shit. And he was like the coach.
Like the coach.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys don't taste very good.
The coaches? Do you taste the coach?
Not the coach. Whenever you go to the store, right, and you get meat. If it's leaner the meat, the less tasty it is. So you guys gotta
have a little bit of fat.
Yeah, you gotta.
So
have
he
fat.
He wants to eat the fat kid.
Oh my god!
No, the fat kid is off limits, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. I was mad. I was slobbering, bro. I was fucking.
Elevated.
I was sharpening my knife.
So we've chosen the guy without the leg, right? So now we have to choose a method of death.
Mm. Yeah. How would you kill him?
How would we kill him?
He has no leg, right?
Yeah.
So he can't fight back?
He can't. I mean, he's strong. His arms work.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen how they kill, like, a rabbit?
A rabbit?
You hit him in the back of the head, no?
Exactly.
Or the back of the neck.
Yes. And that's probably the best way to go. Because they don't even feel it. You know, they just get knocked out, and then they pretty much die if you hit them, like, with hard enough in the back of the head. If you stab them... Then it'll be a gruesome death. There'll be blood everywhere.
Yeah, because they don't know how to stab. You know, right. they've never killed anybody.
Exactly.
So, that's the best way. I think that's the best way.
Just like blunt force.
Blunt force trauma to the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
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 Where he doesn't see it coming.
Right.
Well.
Or would you be like, hey, bro, like it's your turn.
Time.
Yeah.
Like it's your, and you just have to man up and just stand there. And
no, I mean, have you ever had a kid, like, you know, you're trying to get him to like take a picture? Mm-hmm. And you go like, pajarito, pajarito, pajarito.
Yeah.
You do that, he'll look at you, and then the guy comes from behind him and just fucking hits him with a bat or something. And, yeah. Well,
okay, so here's the follow-up question. Would you guys be able to be the person?
I'll do it.
Oh.
I didn't even finish my question.
We got to eat, bro.
We got a winner.
We got to eat, man.
We got a winner.
I'm down.
Wow.
I'm down. I've watched enough movies where I think I know what to do.
I got it figured out.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Every time I see somebody killing anyone on screen,
uh-huh.
somehow they just throw up all over the place right after. It's like they can't stomach it,
that's
bro.
That's because they're weak.
They are weak, man.
They're weak,
that's,
bro.
I always think, like, do you really have to throw up after killing somebody? That's just fucking lame, man.
No, because you make a mess.
Exactly. You give away your DNA, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah, you can't fucking do that.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. You gotta be strong. You gotta be fucking ready to go.
I think I could kill somebody.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I wouldn't want to kill. That's why I want to take Carlos with me. Up. That's why.
Hey, man. Hey, we're confessing our murders here. I'm using my government name.
Well, that's probably better.
Shit.
That's why I want to take Barlos with me. To make sure that I don't have to kill anybody. Yeah. You know,
but you have to tie him down, though.
I told him I'll do the pajarito thing. I'll distract him for you. I'm like, hey, look over here, and then you just come from behind, bro.
Yeah,
and just splat,
bro.
Yeah, and I'll make sure to wear a mask.
There you go.
That's why I look crazier and shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, ever since I've been to Mexico, ever since I've gone to Mexico, mm-hmm. I visiting the ruins and hearing the stories of people getting sacrificed, I've always wondered, they say like, okay, they cut their heart out and show it to them before they die. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's possible.
I saw it once. It was this archaeologist. He was in India. Was he in fucking India? I believe he was in India, man.
And bitch.
What?
Indiana Jones.
No. This archaeologist wore a hat. No, but I don't know. I don't think that's true, Cherokee. Or maybe if they still have blood, but how do you take the heart out fast enough?
Well, that's what I want to experiment with. That's how I'd try to kill him. I'd fucking carve out, somehow, like, just open up his chest and just grab his heart and pull it out and show it to him.
That's just fucking cruel.
I mean, if we're killing people.
Yeah, but the whole point is not to be cruel. It's fucking humane.
I know, but if I could just do this once...
I've always wanted to do this.
Always wanted to do it.
I've always wanted to prove, debunk the truth.
Yes. I'm sure you can do it, man, if you do it fast enough.
I think it's doable.
I think it is.
I think the blood pumps long enough where it gives them at least 5 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's still blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd want to do that.
Just once.
That's going to require more work, though, because now you got to tie them down. You got to find a nice little... fucking bench or a table to fucking tie them down on, mm-hmm. where you can fucking fucking cut them open.
And then you gotta wake them up, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right, have, before you do it.
Yeah. That'd well, I mean, good. I think the stabbing motion on the chest is gonna wake them up. You'll be like, fuck. I mean, how deep of a sleeper are you, or you're not gonna wake up?
He's like, he's not waking up.
This motherfucker can't feel that shit. The hell? He like tickle his toes. He wakes up laughing.
Oh man. Yeah, so all right, so that you'd be able to do it too? Like
yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think I would hesitate a little bit, but I think eventually I would be able to get to it. I think, you know what? I've slit a goat's throat before.
Wow.
When I was like 12. But I remember
you slit LeBron's throat.
Nah, not that. That's not the goat.
I know he's not.
What the fuck? But we were in Mexicali, and my uncle had like a bunch of goats like that he would use for birria, and I didn't think about this shit, and so he's like, hey, kind of get on like grab the goat like between your legs and put your hand in his mouth, kind of like.
Wait,
and I was
minute.
Like, wait, are we about to have sex? Like,
no, put your dick in his ass.
I'm like, yes, sir. Right?
Got to make sure he's having a good time when he goes out.
Yeah, so he's like, kind of like do that, and then I had to like pull his
his neck back. Yeah, yeah.
And then he gives me the fucking knife.
Oh shit!
And he's like, cut his neck, and I'm like. I have never done this before.
Wow.
And I did it, bro. And I just remember the fucking poor goat crying and shit.
He cried.
Well, they do their little bit.
Oh, that's not crying.
He was gurgling.
Was that a gurgle? Yeah. I could have sworn he said my name, bro.
don't do it, man.
Man.
A lot of this for you to eat me.
Hey, man.
You're a savage.
That was some good birria, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, you still ate it.
Yeah, because I at first I thought I was like, fuck, I'm probably not going to want to eat this shit. But I did.
All right.
I was hungry.
How old were you?
Like 12.
12.
I was like 12, and I was just like, all right.
You probably already killed a bunch of people in L.A. anyway. At that time.
Yeah, but animals are different than people.
that's cruel.
That's cruel. But yeah, so I don't know. I think eventually I would be able to do it. I think the...
Would you do it the same way? You know, grab him from behind, hold him, put his neck back.
I think if he was strapped down and I needed to slit his throat, I think I would. I think I could do it, but I wouldn't be able to be looking like eye to eye or anything. Like, it would have to be like from behind and just
so
like
impersonal, bro.
I know.
You know,
I can't. But if all else fails, I would hit him in the back of the head.
That's not,
knock his ass out.
That sounds like a more humane way to go.
Yeah, and then I would show him his heart.
And put his dick in his mouth.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas.
What's up, man? That was fucking loud. It woke me up. I was like, what?
I saw you needed a fucking wake-up call, motherfucker. I actually have a listener question.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently we have listeners.
Okay. I think so.
I think we do.
So one of our fellas, you know, he messaged me. He's like, he recently started dating. Well, he was dating, and then he broke up. It was about a year in between him getting back into the dating game.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl that he's dating, he's 34. He's 34 years old now. And the girl that he's dating is 19.
Okay? Holy shit.
So his question is, or his statement is, you know, I started dating this girl. She's 19. She just turned 19 about a month ago. And I'm getting a lot of heat from people as to the fact that she's 19 and I'm 34. And people are saying that, you know, they it's kind of weird, you know, that, you know, you're 34 and she's 19.
Right.
And, you know, what do you talk about?
What do you have in common?
What do you have in common? What can you possibly have in common with this girl who's barely turned 19, who's barely out of being a minority, and he's getting a lot of slack from it.
You mean minor?
A minor.
What did I say? Minority.
Yeah. I know what you meant.
Well, you know, yeah. Minor. She's barely able to make porn.
Okay. There we go. Yeah,
I hope that's not something that they're planning on.
Hey,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a good way.
Yeah, well.
So his question is am I wrong? Should I not be dating this girl? Should I be looking for somebody else, you know, a little older? You know, what do the fellas think?
I don't think he's wrong. Like, I don't think he's wrong if, depends what he's looking for, right? Like, if he's looking to wife her up, I think eventually she's going to get tired of him. But if he's just trying to hang out, you know what I mean? Hang out. But then it's kind of a burnout if he likes to go out to drink, if he likes to go to bars and shit and she can't even get in. Like, unless she has a fake ID, if that's still a thing.
She's 19. Mm. A lot of places, they swipe your fucking card now, though.
Oh,
yeah.
So if that shit doesn't work, unless he's fucking flying her to fucking Mexico every fucking weekend.
True.
You know?
I don't know. I think it. I mean, I don't know this person. I don't know the guy. I don't know the young lady. But when you find somebody that you fall in love with, that's actually somebody that you can see a future with, I don't think you question the age. You know, like a lot of us, we fall in love with somebody's like features, right? Like whatever features that we're looking for.
But then she got some big titties.
Okay,
I know, right?
I love them features.
Right. And I mean, listen, if he couldn't find that when, you know, from the ages of 19 to 34, and he found it at 34, why are we, you know,
right?
You know, mocking this guy that, you know, he can't find an older woman. She's still a woman. She's still like over, you know, she's still of age. She's still an adult.
Mm-hmm. Right. Legally, she's an adult.
Yeah. And you mentioned maybe, what do they talk about? I mean, what do you talk about at 19 that you're still not talking about at 34? We're still talking about this shit at 45. I mean, not you.
I mean, at 36.
I mean, I'm right.
I relate more to the 34-year-old
right
than to you, old fart. You know?
Right. But it's the same old thing. I think if you find somebody that you find comfort with, there's no reason why not to date them if there's an age gap. You know, like, obviously, she's got to think about when she's, what, 20? No, when she's 30, he'll be...
Almost 50, almost 60.
Wait, really?
Right?
No, your math is wrong. we're talking 19, and I think you said 34.
Yeah, so that's
what, 13?
15 years.
13 years. 13, right? Because 19? Because it's 19.
34, no, 15 years.
More 15.
15 year. 15 year difference. Right. So, I mean, when she's...
He'll be
45.
49.
Can you imagine? No, he'll be 45. If she's 30, he'll be 45.
Wait, what? Do the math.
15-year difference.
Do 34.
He's 34 now.
Minus 19.
Plus 15. He'll be 49.
No.
really? 34 minus 19.
Why are you doing minus
15? 19? Because that's 15. Because she's 19, right?
And then she's... Yeah, cool. I said when she's 30.
All you do, you add 15 to 34.
But when she's 30. Yeah.
She's saying when she's 30. Yeah. Since he's 15 years older, he'll be 45.
He'll be 45.
Okay.
Right. I'm like, wait, what?
Like, whoa. You're in school, son.
Hey, but I'm not going in to be a mathematician.
Okay, that's true.
You should have asked fucking, what's the shit? ChatGPT.
I know. Hey, so if the woman that I'm dating will be 34 and I'm 34 now, how old will I be at that age?
Right. But no, imagine dating a 30-year-old. Would you guys be okay with that?
Dating a 30-year-old? Yes.
Right now at 45. Well, not you, Bartles. I'm asking
Victoria.
I date 30-year-olds all the time.
Yeah, but you're 36.
Yeah. It'll be weird for me to date someone, you know, older than this.
Right. You know what? I could date a 30-year-old that's out of the party scene. Mm. You know, I couldn't go to clubs every weekend and shit like that. Like, that's just not me, man. And I got a bad back.
Right. You need a chair.
I need a chair. I need to sit down.
Right. And then the whole drinking thing. I mean, obviously, you don't want her drinking at 19 anyway. So.
Why obviously?
Why would you want her drinking at 19?
Why wouldn't you? What the fuck? I mean, explain that to me. It's not processing. Why wouldn't you? Honestly.
Because she needs time to develop. Like as an adult. As an adult, like
You're still fucking her.
Well, that's different.
What the fuck? He's like, because those parts have been developed.
They already developed.
She had her first period.
Right.
You're sick, bro.
What? She's 19.
Jericho's trying to protect the brain. We're not interested in that, Jericho. Man, if she's dating a 34-year-old, she's already making poor judgments. It's okay.
Oh, what if she just likes a more mature man, though?
She has daddy issues, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, don't say it like that.
What?
I mean, come on, man. You don't have to give away the secret. Because, I mean, there's a lot of men out there that's all they look for, girls with daddy issues.
Right.
So why are we ruining it for these men?
Cause she's too young. that's weight for that, me. That's... Honestly, even at 36, I wouldn't go for a 19-year-old. She has to be at least 25.
Yeah, I agree.
At least 25 at this age.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
19, God.
Yeah, I think people, and there's some 25-year-olds too, but I think mostly people under 25. You know, what I mean, like closer to 20 are super fucking annoying. Like, I've listened to conversations where I'm like, I know our conversations are sometimes really stupid too, but
sometimes.
So a lot of the times, but
they're in our language.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's true. It's something that us older folk, maybe I shouldn't say older folk, people our age would understand.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to, like us, right? We obviously went to college, even though it doesn't show. But, you know, you're advising this 19-year-old to go back to school if she's not in school already.
Right.
And you're trying to tell her why and she doesn't see it. I think that's where my breakdown would happen. I'm like, you know, you want somebody that has some substance and can talk to you about the world and is educated and looks at the world in a different way, right?
Yeah.
Because if she doesn't go to college, and actually, if you put her through college,
right,
she's going to experience all of the college life.
She's going to experience a lot of dick.
That's what I'm trying to get at. She's going to experience college like we experienced college, and you're probably going to lose her. So, I mean, it's a dangerous situation.
I think we're giving the listener a lot of credit.
They are listening to us.
I know. Right? I mean, you're making it seem that this guy is this college fucking scholar and shit.
I'm not saying scholar.
Dating a 19-year-old. You know, he's not Woody Harrelson or Woody Allen, you know, or fucking dating a young-ass girl.
Well, you never know.
This guy's probably a fucking oil worker somewhere and fucking just found the girl somewhere.
So do you think that he's a sleaze bag for trying to date a 19-year-old?
As long as he's not intentionally trying to take advantage of her,
right?
I think it's fine.
Well, think about it. At 34, you probably have so many ways to psychologically, you know, manipulate a woman.
So especially a impressionable fucking 19-year-old that just turned 19, by the way. He says she's barely like maybe a month over fucking from 18.
Yeah, because at 34, you're gonna have your life together.
Yeah,
right. And she's not. So she's gonna listen to you because obviously you're the elder statesman.
Right. You know? Is it illegal? No. It could be a little inappropriate. I think it's just find somebody that's closer to your age.
My advice.
You guys are ruining
his
good time. Bro. I say you should go for it.
It's fucking weird, bro.
It is. I think if he goes in knowing that he might lose her, maybe within 4 years, he just has to kind of go with that thought. But I don't think he's going to be able to keep her or keep up with her.
Look at it this way. Take away 5 years from the girl.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Take away 5 years.
5 years, okay.
That puts her at 14 years old.
No, that's just fucking sick, bro.
5 years.
And the guy, take away 5 years from him. He's 29.
Oh, 29, whatever.
Yeah, that is, wow, that is fucking creepy, bro.
That's creepy, bro.
Yeah, you're a creeper, bro.
I know, we're going to block you.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast, you are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, fellas. It's time to get out of here, man.
What?
Yeah.
Already?
Well, Victoria's cutting into our time.
I know, man.
Like, it wasn't me. It was my fucking taxi driver.
Oh, man.
It took forever. They made a left where they should have made a right.
God damn. That's the worst. That's the worst, man.
Yeah.
It took away like 20 minutes from our time.
Sorry, guys. But we got an episode in.
We did.
Yeah. You're lucky I made it. I was about to call out. I was about to go back to guest status next week. But good time, fellas. I'll see you all next week again. Hopefully.
Awesome.
With that, zip it up. Zip it down, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I'm glad. I got my voice is cracking. Ah! Sorry. Yeah, man. I'm fucking glad you guys waited for me. Yeah, again, apologies for being late, but... Yeah, we got the episode in. Good times. A lot of good laughs, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. You know, shout out to all the podcasters that listen to us, all the fans that listen to us, and we appreciate you, man. With that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want you guys to check out this one little show that's on Netflix. It's called Mo. Mo? What's Mo, you ask?
Yeah, Mo money, Mo problem.
What's Mo?
Mo is a show about a Palestinian that he has no legal status in the United States and ends up in Mexico. And his life is turned upside down. He is actually a lot like us, like Latinos in the United States.
I'm not Palestinian.
No, I know you're not Palestinian, but he looks, he got the beard of a Palestinian.
Shut up.
What?
Shit.
You do.
Is this like a Born in East L.A. remake?
It's a little bit like that, yes. I kind of felt it. But, you know, I think you might like it. It's an interesting show. They have a lot of good talking points, a lot of funny things that happen to him and his life. And he's a little hustler, so I think you might enjoy it. So, with that, make sure you rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions moved to tears could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felaz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Chingón.